one big event in Frisco Square. We're going to talk about how the ancient Romans celebrated Christmas and a few updates and highlights from around town in the weekend roundup. This is the Frisco Podcast for December 19th, 2013. All right, so first of all, last week I got a little ahead of myself. Last week was not the December 12th edition of the podcast for 2014. It is 2013. Sorry about that. And next week we're going to be taking the week off. We're going to be traveling. Wendy and I are going to be traveling for Christmas to visit some family in
New York.
Yeah, going to New York. And there is a, well, we're going to be at my dad's, and he throws a raging big party every year on Christmas Eve, which means Christmas Day starts very late, and I don't think we'll be doing the podcast that day. Right. So we'll enjoy a week off with all of you guys.
We'll have ice bags on our heads.
Probably.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
So, all right, enough about that, keeping house. Some updates from around town. First of all, I was at Coffee and Cream earlier this week, and I ran into Jera and Jermaine, who both work at the Frisco Gun Club. Jera is the VIP membership liaison, and Jermaine is their events coordinator, their events person. And so I had a chance to chat with them, and they mentioned that they're going to be starting CHL training at the Frisco Gun Club in February.
Okay, I have to jump in here because, first of all, I think it's totally awesome that you happen to meet two women who work at the Frisco Gun Club. Pardon me. And secondly, I have, just FYI for everyone, I have my own CHL. I've had it for almost 10 years now. So ladies in Frisco, the Frisco Gun Club looks like a really happening, fun place to be. And if you want to feel a little more safe in your home and just learn everything that there is to know about gun safety, you know, Frisco, with having dove season, still hasn't been banned within the city limits in Frisco. So I think there's a lot of people that kind of have that affinity towards guns and gun ownership. And the Frisco Gun Club looks like an awesome place to go and hang out and learn more about gun safety and protecting yourself and your family.
Now, I'm not going to throw the, you know, women and guns thing out there, but Jermaine was very excited to get out on the range. She said employees kind of have to stand back at the beginning and, you know, because it's kind of a lot of, you know, customers coming in to check the place out and whatever, she said. But she's got an AR. They've got an AR-15 that she can shoot that's pink.
Oh, wow. They
have a pink AR-15.
Okay, so now that sounds like a ladies' night.
Only in Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
Only in Texas.
Exactly.
So anyways, if you're interested in getting your CHL, you're going to be able to do it right here in Frisco, I think starting in February. But keep your eye open on the Frisco Gun Club for that. Also, one of our favorite brunch spots in Frisco, Bonnie Ruth's, is I stumbled across this morning. They're running a little deal on Amazon right now. So it's a $15 gift certificate. You spend $15 and you get $30 of spend at Bonnie Ruth's. And it's, you know, you can go there, get some breakfast. It's not good for alcohol, so you can buy breakfast with it, but you'll have to pay for your mimosas on your own.
Shoot.
Yeah.
That's
and then we've also got, we mentioned last week that Randy Jackson from Zebra is going to be playing at Grover's in Frisco. That is coming up on Friday. That is the 20th. And he is only got 4 reserve seats left. So there's still some other tickets available for general seating. But if you want one of the really good seats up kind of close and personal, 4 tickets left. That's it. So we'll have a link in the show notes for that one. Be sure to go check it out if you're interested in hearing some live music on Friday night. That'll be the place to be. Now, in addition, we mentioned there's a big event coming up this weekend in Frisco, and that is we're going to have Santa parachuting into Frisco Square, and there's this big inner tube giant snow slide thing that they put up, and I think it's in that lot right across from the Cinemark Theater, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And so that's going to be all decked out, and they had to move the date on that, though, because they're expecting some bad weather to come in on Saturday. So they've moved it to the 22nd.
Sunday
the 22nd, and it'll run from 5 to 10.
That's in the evening?
Yes.
Wow. He's going to parachute in the evening.
Santa's not jumping in at 5 a.m.
Well, I would hope not, but I mean 5 p.m. still. The sun's going down.
Yeah, it is a little. I don't know.
Okay.
So
maybe they've got a spotlight on him. That's totally awesome.
It's possible. I'm guessing he'll be parachuting in pretty close to the beginning of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know for sure.
Okay.
We'll put a link out to the official website in the show notes so people can go check that out and kind of keep up with it in case there are any other changes.
Okay.
And hopefully the bad weather just kind of comes and goes on Saturday. And
that's probably a strategic plan. The reindeer are still resting, so he needed another way to get in. You know, they're resting up for the big night. That's awesome. Parachuting Santa.
I thought it was magic. I didn't know he needed a parachute, but...
He needs something anyway, in order to get here.
That's
so,
right.
Yay. So go visit Santa on Sunday instead of Saturday.
That's right. Go see Santa. And then... one of the things I want to, this has nothing to do with Frisco whatsoever, but as a little bit of a history buff, I've been listening to a podcast called A History of Rome. And this is actually, I don't know, a year to 2 years old.
It's on iTunes,
It's on iTunes, yeah. It's an awesome podcast. This guy has done just a phenomenal job. If you're into history and if you like Roman history, you'll definitely want to check it out. But I'm mentioning it today because he did one sort of standalone episode that was specific to how ancient Romans celebrated this time of year and some of the traditions that they had and inherited from other cultures that were, that became a part of Rome and that are still with us today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we're going to put a link to the show notes. I would definitely go check that out. If you got 20 minutes and you just want to listen to some interesting Christmas history, there you go. Check that out. So
very
now,
cool.
Wendy.
Yes.
What's going on this weekend?
Well, we're kind of winding down the season. This weekend will really be the last of everything that's going on since Christmas is 1 week from today, next Wednesday. So we have the Christmas tree lot there in Frisco Square. They still have Fraser firs, Douglas firs, and Scotch pines. That is only open until Sunday when the sun goes down on the 22nd. So right when Santa's coming in, the trees are going out. So that if you haven't gotten your tree yet, run over there and grab one real quick this weekend. We've got the Jesse Washman group live at Crossroads Winery. And Scott and I just want to give an extra little plug for Crossroads Winery. They are super friendly and it's wine made literally right here in Frisco. Well, they're on the line of Little Elm, but we won't hold that against them. And they have the most amazing amateur live music artist. It's typically a jazz oriented type of setup, but every week they've got a different group of people that come in or soloists that come in and play live music there at the Crossroads Winery. So 6 to 11 p.m. on Friday the 20th.
And they're not all amateurs, though. They get some pros in there, too. Some
of
them
they
are,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the acts they have are very good.
I just know that I'm always impressed.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember that one time we went, and it was a group of students who were music majors from UNT, and they sounded like they had, 15 albums out. They were just so good. So if you like jazz, hit Crossroads Winery. The Frisco Christmas model train display is on Friday night also at 5 p.m. at the Frisco Discovery Center. So you're going to be right there next to it with seeing Santa at Cinemark. Holiday Lights at Safety Town is also happening on Friday night at 6 p.m. at the Central Fire Station. And then on Saturday the 21st, Scott already mentioned Christmas in the Square, the big night. Oh, I'm sorry. That was on Friday, and I'm acting like Santa. Santa comes in on Sunday.
Yeah.
Please let me correct that again. So everything that I've just gone over is going on Friday. Breakfast with Santa is going on the 21st, and all of the details to all of these events will be in our show notes. And then, again, the Holiday Lights at Safety Town will be happening again on Saturday night, the 21st as well. But so all of that to say that, again, this is your last weekend to grab all of the Christmas you can stand and break out the Christmas sweater and show everyone what your best sweater is all over town. And so after this podcast and after this weekend, we'll be looking at the new year. And so Scott and I will be back in the new year, which I think that will be, what, the 2nd, January the 2nd?
Yeah.
Okay, so leading up to that,
January 1st.
It might be January 1st. We may we'll probably do a show on New Year's Day. We can pull that out.
Yeah.
We can pull that off. So I grabbed an article because I keep up on real estate trends of what's going on in Frisco, and Ebby Halliday, the Ebby Halliday Group, put up a blog post yesterday on new housing trends for 2014. So since we're thinking about the new year, there are some new things that I just kind of wanted to throw out here just as little thoughts to think about as you're thinking about sprucing up your home for the new year. The first one is embellished showers. So evidently we are now more enamored with the concept of a shower than a tub. Most people are. But then ironically, the next one was standalone bathtubs. So if you are a tub fan, having a tub that is actually a standalone unit, not built into a base and jacuzzi-like, standalone tubs are a very big trend as well. Blue is surprisingly the color of what decorators are seeing. Now, this is surprising to me because Pantone announced a few weeks ago that the 2014 color of the year is a color called Radiant Orchid, which if you can picture like a lilac, vivid, bright purple, that's the color for the year, but there's evidently a lot of blue going on in homes with blue washer and dryers, blue countertops, lots of blue accents in homes.
It seems like a very bright in-home color.
It is. I mean, cobalt blue is like true blue. Yeah. So, but, you know, I can see that with the Pantone Radiant Orchid working really well together. Sorry, cool. Amateur right. interior designer over here than I am. So another feature is multi-generational features. People are trying to better accommodate more people living under one roof, like aging parents and then boomerang kids as well. So features like wall-mounted sinks for wheelchairs, walk-in bathtub, motion sensing faucets, those kinds of things are really growing in demand. And the last item that I want to talk about is something called U-sockets. Instead of your normal electrical outlet, these wall plugins have two built-in USB ports that can power up your devices like iPhones, digital cameras, tablets, other things. And the U-sockets also have a smart sensor in them that automatically detects when your device is charged and then shuts off. So it's not continuing to give juice to your device, which for a lot of devices nowadays, that's not a good thing to have happening. So U-sockets and technology, more and more technology coming into the home.
I like that. Now you're talking my speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, tech. Speaking of tech, we're actually going to be going out to CES this year, and we are going to be broadcasting at CES Live with the crew from Mobile Nations and the crew from our friend from last week, Callie, and GeekBeat TV. So if you guys are into gadgets and electronics and all that stuff, we'll also include a link to the GeekBeat page for CES Live. It's going to be a live stream. So we've actually got a nice big booth set up at CES. We're going to be hanging out there, broadcasting for probably 5 to 6 hours a day, plus be doing some other coverage. And then there's going to be a ton of tweeting and all this other stuff about the cool stuff we find. So as we come across some cool home gadgetry stuff, we'll be sure to let you guys know. And then maybe when we get back, we can do kind of a composite report of all the cool housing gadgety tech stuff we found.
Right. So if you think of anything that you want more information on, like media room trends or appliance things that have become wireless smart home features, anything that you can think of, if you have questions, shoot us an email, contact us on our website, or hit us up on our Facebook page. Oh,
and Twitter is good too.
And Twitter would be great as well. Any place that's convenient for you that has LS Frisco on it, Lifestyle Frisco, then we will definitely add that to our list of things to look for out at CES. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, I think that's it for this week. But
that's it for this week.
But there is one thing I want to add to this. Since we're not going to be broadcasting next week, I wanted to throw some extra weight behind a post that we published earlier this week that was called Charity is a Choice. And, you know, I think it goes without saying that this is the time of year that most of us are thinking about ways that we can give back and different things that we can do to help other people out. And we did a post on 5 different ways that you can do that that are reasonably specific to Frisco. And I just want to list those off really quick and then talk a little bit more about one of them.
The first
is the Salvation Army DFW Angel Tree.
All the angels have been grabbed off the trees in the malls, but you can still go on the Salvation Army site, and that's listed, that link is listed in the post, and donate money. And that helps that helps the Salvation Army itself fulfill any gifts for kids that didn't get picked.
And one of the cool things I heard about the Salvation Army that I did not know was that the CEO of the Salvation Army takes no salary.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like $1 a year, but he's one, it's one of those organizations where the money you give them goes to help other people.
Salvation Army has been, I've seen an assessment in years past that they are the number one charity for financial responsibility. Their staff is, I mean, the majority of cents on your dollar goes directly to who they're trying to help.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad
great
to hear that.
Organization.
Now, another great organization is Frisco Family Services. We've done some stuff trying to help them out earlier this year as well, promoting some of the things that they had when they did a food drive and whatnot. And man, Frisco responded like crazy. They stocked their food shelves, but especially this time of year, not just the holidays, but going through the winter, you know, that food comes and goes pretty quickly. There are families in Frisco in need. So that is a great place if you're looking for something that is very specifically local to go do. Check out Frisco Family Services.
And they're also, I just want to say this real quick, they're also great because they tend to help people who just have hit a rough patch. It's a very temporary, they are an organization that is a temporary fix for a lot of people, which is what most families in those situations need.
Yeah.
They just need help for a couple of weeks, you know, so that's why we really, plus they're based in Frisco and they're supporting all of our neighbors, so we really want to get behind them.
Absolutely. Then there is the Food Banks of North Texas. And again, similar to Frisco Family Services, they're always open to your donations and generosity. Pets need love too. So if you're of the animal loving kind, and who isn't, then check out the Frisco Humane Society. We've got some friends here in Frisco that are big, big supporters of them. And, you know, they post a few too many sad dog pictures for me because I want to go buy them all and play with them.
Scott and I would have a zoo in our backyard of dogs. But anyway, and you don't just have to adopt a pet. You can donate your time. They love to have people come in from the outside and just walk the dogs, play with the dogs, help bathe the dogs. I think they'll, you know, allow certain people to do that as well. But then also, you know, if you just want to write a check, that's a great organization to just write a check to as well.
Absolutely. And then associated with that, or at least related, is the Frisco Dog Park. And they're also trying to finish up their year-long drive to raise funds for park operations. And then the last but not least, and I guess because this is techie, this is another one close to our heart. There's a business called MyTechHelpDesk.com. It's based here in Frisco and run by a guy named Keith Summit. And he reached out to us a while ago, and we did a post on a program that he has started where they are going out and collecting iOS devices, so Apple devices like iPads, iPhones, iPods, that are damaged. And it doesn't matter what condition they're in, no matter how bad you think the damage is, they will come pick it up. And as long as it's not cost prohibitive to fix, they will make the necessary repairs and refurbish it, and they will donate those devices to Kenna's kids. Now, it's getting close to Christmas, but it's definitely not too late. So hit the link on the site. If you've got an old device that you want to get rid of, if you've got one that's busted and you're not sure what to do with it, don't throw it away. Give Keith a call. Make sure you connect with him and let him come out and pick up the device.
He'll take devices even if they're not damaged, though, too, right? Say you're just wanting to upgrade.
Sure. Yeah, I think, I mean, their focus is on collecting devices that are needing refurb because those are the ones people are most inclined to get rid of.
Right.
But you've got an extra device that you're just not using, they would absolutely be happy to have that. And they will donate that to Kenna's kids, and 100% of his time and effort for repairs, materials, time, everything goes towards the charity. They do not make any money out of this. It's just his way of giving back, which I think is very cool.
And Kenna's kids, for those of you who don't know, just very quickly, they support kids who are needing severe or very high dollar medical help, and just helping families kind of bridge that gap with. So the idea. The idea behind the iOS device drive is really to bridge that gap with gifts for right now.
Yep.
And then also the point of Kenna's Kids is just to help families kind of make ends meet. So
There we go.
When they need major hospital care.
All right. So there's still plenty to do this weekend. There's plenty of good ways to go give back. And
all these features will be in the show notes.
Everything will be in the show notes. And as always, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifestylefrisco, on Twitter at LSFrisco. You can hit us up on Google Plus. The easiest thing is just search for Lifestyle Frisco. And where else are we? We're on LinkedIn, if you happen to be there as well.
I'm pretty active on LinkedIn.
Now, wait a minute. We started kind of doing something new. We haven't really pushed it out yet, but isn't there another social network that we're going to be
Pinterest. Yeah. So I've started trying to stalk everyone that's in Frisco on Pinterest. So if you're on Pinterest, and please reach out to us so that we can start following you, because all of our images that we take for our articles, we want to be able to refer back to those and get those out there in the Pinterest world. So,
all right, guys, that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy your week off next week, and we will see you on the 1st of 2014.